geometric call from out of the past. Stories strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal. Dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll hear from The Hermit's Cave this time. A series that aired over CBS from 1936 to 1947. Well over 700 episodes were produced between its East and West Coast versions. Only a couple dozen of them survive, including this one. We'll hear The House with a Past, their story from June 27th, 1937.
Your light. Turn them out. You heard the story, The House with a Past, eh? Then listen while the hermit tells you the story.
It's 8 o'clock, Paul. You'll have to hurry if you're going to get to the store on time this morning.
I'm hurrying.
Oh, you know, Paul, I think I'm going to like this little town. No, I couldn't bear the thought of moving here when you first told me you had bought out the drugstore in a little jerkwater town.
I think we'll be happy here, honey.
Oh, imagine finding a dear little house like this, all furnished. Why, it's nicer than anything we could get in the city, and the rent so reasonable. How did you ever happen to locate it, Paul?
Well, Mr. Rogers, the banker here in town, owns it. Belonged to some member of his family. They've gone away or something, so he rented it to me. Now, I've got to go, honey.
All right. Will you be home for lunch?
I'll call you on the phone if I can get away.
Okay. Oh, listen here. You must be careful about leaving lights on in the house all night. When you came to our room after listening to the radio last night, you left 3 lights on in the living room.
What? No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, but I tell you, I didn't, Margaret.
Our neighbors in small towns might think it very strange if they saw lights burning at all hours of night. Besides, we can't burn up money right now, Paul. Just getting started in this new business model.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know I turned off the light before I came to bed last night.
I'm afraid you're getting absent-minded, honey, because 3 lamps were burning when I got up this morning.
No, I won't argue with you. I gotta go now.
All right. Don't get too absent-minded, dear. You might mix the wrong prescriptions for people. What? Look. Well, there goes the milkman right past the house. I told him to leave milk and cream every morning. Must have forgotten. Call him in.
All right, I will.
Let me see. What should I do first this morning? Oh, I love this little house. It's going to be grand living here. Oh, that must be the milkman. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Won't you come in?
Thank you, ma'am.
I guess you forgot about me this morning. I want milk and cream every day.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't forget about you exactly. I thought maybe you would be moving out already, so I didn't stop.
Moving out? Why, we just moved in day before yesterday.
Yes, ma'am, I know. But that's about as long as anybody stays in this house.
I don't see what you mean.
I just figured I wouldn't leave any milk for you because you might move away in a hurry and I might not get any pay.
Oh, we aren't in the habit of moving out of places in the nighttime. I still don't see what you mean.
And the last folks that moved in here about 4 months ago, they got out in the night and in a hurry, too.
How strange. What for?
Well, if you haven't found out yet, you soon will.
Found out what?
This house. There's something in it. Queer things go on here. Things that frighten folks half out of their wits.
Yes? Well, what is it? What is it that's strange?
No one knows, ma'am. But they say the house is haunted.
Is it one of the superstitions of this little town?
I don't know, ma'am. But most folks here in town know it's true. Should I leave a quart of milk, ma'am?
Yes, and a pint of cream every morning, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Here, I'll pay you for the week. Then you won't be afraid that I'll run off and you won't get your money. Here you are. Is this the right amount?
That's right, ma'am.
Oh, someone at the door. Pardon.
It's your next-door neighbor, ma'am. I seen her coming across the backyard.
Oh, thank you. None of my neighbors have called as yet. Good morning.
Good morning. You're Mrs. Livingston, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Won't you come in?
Yes, although I can't stay long.
I'll be going, ma'am.
Oh, yes, and don't forget to stop every morning.
No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Well, so you've moved in here to stay, have you? And your husband bought out the drugstore. Oh, it's too bad old Mr. Green had to die. He was such a good druggist, and I depended on him so. He fixed up the most marvelous remedy for my rheumatism.
But,
and I always say these new doctors mean well, but they don't know the old-fashioned remedies the old men did. Oh, no, sir.
Oh, won't you come in the living room and sit down?
No, if you don't mind, I'll stay right here in the kitchen. Not that I'm afraid in this house in the daytime, mind you, but... Well, I like to be right near a door where I can get out in a hurry.
Mrs. Dutton, will you please tell me what this mystery is all about? The milkman was trying to tell me something about him, but...
Now, that's just what I thought. I said to my man last night, I said, like as not, Seth Rogers. He's the banker who owns this house.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'll bet you dollars to donuts he didn't tell you folks a thing about it. Now, isn't that the limit?
Oh, what is it? Tell me all about it.
Well, there are no two ways about it. This house is haunted.
Huh? Oh, you don't mean to tell me that a lovely new house like this is branded with any old-fashioned belief like that?
Oh, all right. Sometimes I actually get so frightened right next door to it that I threaten to move out of the neighborhood. I said only last week that if I heard any more stories about it, I'd have to get out.
Oh, for goodness sake, tell me what it is. I don't want to live in ignorance of what's wrong with my own house.
Is that what it is? Oh, it's a tragic story. A very tragic story.
Yeah? Well, tell me.
Well, this house was built for Mr. Rogers' daughter. He gave it to her for a wedding present. Oh, I remember as well as if it were yesterday. She was such a beautiful girl. And her husband. My, but he was handsome.
They live here in this house?
Yes, but only for 4 weeks, mind you. Just 4 weeks in this lovely little house.
How long ago was it?
Just 3 years ago, last October. My, it was a terrible thing.
What happened to them?
Well, as I say, they'd only been married 4 weeks when one day he went out hunting. Oh, well, I remember that day. I was the first one over here when I heard about the accident.
To him, you mean?
Yes. Oh, my. To think that a couple so much in love should come to such a tragic end. Well, as I say, I was the first one over here. I even got here before Mr. Rogers came to tell his daughter about it. I had to break the news to her.
Something had happened to her husband, you mean?
Some other hunter shot him accidentally. Killed him outright.
Oh. Oh, how terrible.
Terrible is no word for it. And wait, you haven't heard the worst part of the story. 2 weeks afterwards, that poor girl, that lovely bride, who was a bride no more, killed her.
Oh, no.
Yes, she did. Threw herself in the river. Drowned.
Oh, what a tragic thing.
Oh, her poor little body. They never recovered it, though they dragged the river for days and days.
Well, it's a terrible thing, Mrs. Dutton, but I don't see what it has to do with this house being haunted.
Oh, wait, I'm coming to that. You see, for 6 months after they died, it was closed up tight. Mr. Rogers never came near it. I came over and sorted out her clothes and personal things for him. He wouldn't step inside. Then I guess he decided to rent it. It was all furnished and everything.
Oh, it's so nice even now.
4 different families have tried to live in it since then. But they all moved away in a hurry. They claim they heard things walking at night.
In this house?
Yes, walking all over it. Tragedy struck it too soon. And the ghosts of those young people come back to walk on the earth they were forced to leave.
Have you ever heard them walking?
No, and I don't want to.
I heard nothing last night.
But you will. You mark my words.
Oh,
great heavens. What was that?
Sounded like something in the living room. I'll go see.
Something certainly did fall.
What? Why, look. There's this beautiful vase that's set on the mantel. Oh, what a shame. It's broken in 1,000 pieces.
Not a car going by on the street to jar it up. Not a thing. Oh, I tell you, they're beginning to walk in the daytime. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. They haunt the house in the daytime now. Oh, let me out of here.
Paul. Paul, wake up. Hmm? Turn on the lights.
What is it? What do you say?
Wake up. Turn on the light. Right there beside you.
What's the matter?
Listen. There's someone walking up in the attic.
I don't hear anything.
Wake up and listen, you will. You hear it?
I hear a noise.
Someone walking, I tell you. I can hear it plain as day. I'll turn on the light.
Yeah. Now, do you feel better when you can see?
I don't think I hear it now.
I suppose whatever it was knew we turned on the lights and scampered away. Honey, I'm ashamed of you. You let that neighbor of yours get you all upset.
Oh, no, I haven't. I'm certain I heard someone walking upstairs.
Well, it's stopped now. What do you say we go back to sleep?
Well, let's sleep with the light on.
Nonsense. Well, I'm back to sleep and forget it.
All right. I'll try.
May I turn off the light then?
Yes, go ahead.
There. Now you calm your fears. Go back to sleep.
Oh, I know you think it sounded silly.
Of course I do. You can't scare me.
There are such things as ghosts, you know.
Where? In books?
In life.
Ah, you're silly.
Paul. Listen, Paul. There it is again. Don't you hear it?
I do hear a noise.
It's someone walking right up over our heads. Paul, you've got to go up in the attic and see what it is.
All right, I will. Just to satisfy you. But I know it isn't anything. Just the wind rattling something up there.
Wind doesn't make the sound of footsteps. Oh, hurry, Paul.
You wanted to get me?
I want you to find out what it is.
Well, where's my robe?
I'm beginning to see why people moved out of this house. How could they stay here with this strange walking over them?
You want to come with me?
No, I'll stay here. What's that? Oh, it's Paul walking up the attic stairs. Oh, I've got myself in a nice state of nerves. Now, if that's Paul, it sounds exactly like the walking before he went up there. What was that? Paul! Paul, come here! Paul, come here, quick! What was it?
Margaret, that was down in the kitchen.
I'm coming. What is it?
Look what's happened here.
My heavens. What in the world?
Every dish in the cupboard is smashed on the floor.
Oh, of all things. All these lovely dishes broken. What could cause it?
By golly, if this isn't the limit.
What could cause it, Paul? Was there someone up in the attic?
No, there wasn't. But, Margaret.
Yes?
I don't want to get you frightened.
No, tell me, what did you see?
Well, it wasn't exactly what I saw. Well, in a way it was, too.
There was something, wasn't there?
As I was climbing the stairs to the attic, I don't know what it was, but I had the queerest sensation, as if something brushed my shoulder. I could feel it, almost see it. It was as if I were blind, and yet could sense someone or something trying to move stealthily past me.
Oh, Paul. Oh, dear, the house is haunted there.
I don't know. But if it is, and something did pass me on the stairs, it came down here in the kitchen and threw all these dishes on the floor.
Let's get out.
I'm going to talk to Mr. Rogers in the morning. I can't believe it yet, but there certainly is something going on here.
I know it, I know it. I heard them walking long before you did. And the vase on the mantel this morning, it broke too.
Well, keep calm, honey. We'll find out what it is. Right now, if you can find a cup that isn't broken, I'll have a gallon of black coffee.
What can the trouble in the house Paul and Margaret have rented be, Who is moving about in their house in the dark of night? The hermit will tell you before the night is done.
And now, the hermit again.
It is the next morning, and we find Paul in the office of Mr. Rogers. Listen.
Yeah, it's all right, Mr. Livingston. You're welcome to move out. I'll refund your month's rent.
I don't want to do that, Mr. Rogers.
You've stayed a night longer than anyone else who's rented the house. I don't blame you for going.
You haven't ever stayed there, have you?
No. I presume you know the story of my daughter and my son-in-law.
Yes, I do. I don't want to bring it all up for you again.
It's all right. It's with me all the time. What I started to say was, I can't bring myself to go in the house. I built it for my little girl. I couldn't go into it. Ever.
What I'd like to ask you is, do you take any stock in the story about the house being haunted?
I don't know. All I've heard is from the people who've rented it. They say so.
But you don't believe it, do you?
I don't know. There might be some truth in it.
Yet you've never investigated.
Oh, I think you understand. I can't visit that house.
But maybe if you came and stayed in it, we could clear the matter up. Won't you come over to the house and stay with my wife and me tonight?
Well, I...
Please. We'll feel a lot better. We want to live in the house if possible.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll try and forget my sorrow. I'll go there to the house tonight and stay with you.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
If there is anything, we'll find it. But I don't want the house all torn to pieces.
Oh, no, sir, we won't do that.
I hate to lose the property. But if it's true that there is something wrong, I may have to burn the house down.
That would be a shame. My wife likes the house. We'd like to stay there.
Well, I'll be over tonight. Maybe we can straighten it out forever.
Good evening. Oh, Mrs. Dutton, come right in.
Suppose you're surprised to see me. I didn't think myself that I'd ever come into this house at night.
Well, now you're here, won't you take off your things and sit down?
I just wore this shawl. I'll keep it over my shoulders. Isn't that Mr. Rogers' car out in front?
Yes, it is.
Well, think of that. I never expected he'd come to this house. Never. Is there something wrong? Something more than usual, I mean?
Well, not exactly.
It must be something very strange that would bring him to this house. He never set foot inside it since the death of his daughter, you know.
So I understand. But he very kindly consented to do so after my husband went and talked to him.
What about?
Well, we like the house very well, and we'd like to stay here if we can.
Has anything else happened since the day I was over?
We did hear some strange sounds.
I knew it. And you've gone right on living here. How can you do it? Why, I'm sure I... Where's Mr. Rogers gone?
Oh, he and Paul are looking through the house. They've gone down the basement now, I think.
Searching? What for?
For... Well, nothing definite.
What could they find? Things that haunt houses couldn't be seen.
Well, you know how much better anyone feels after they've searched all through a house which frightens them.
Oh, my heavens. Look. Look.
Where? What do you mean?
Can't you see? Look at that chair.
What?
Look at it.
Why, it's rocking.
Oh, of course it's rocking. All by itself.
Oh, they must have jarred it while they were down in the basement.
Well, no. It's spirits rocking that chair. I know it. Whatever is in this house that haunts this place, it's after someone. Or it wants something. I know it. Oh, it's rocking again. All by itself. Oh, help!
What is it? Yes, what's happened?
Oh, Mr. Rogers, it's you. Oh, I'm glad you've come. But now you may stop whatever it is in this house.
What is it, Mrs. Dutton?
See that chair there? It started to rock all by itself.
Did it, Margaret?
Well, yes, it did. I thought perhaps it was because you jarred the floor while you were down in the basement.
Oh, it was spirits, I know it. Oh, my nerves. My nerves are all unstrung. I've got to go home. Right now. Right now.
Well, she really was frightened, wasn't she?
Of course, if it did really move of its own accord, it would frighten anyone. I can't make it out. We haven't seen a thing.
Oh, it isn't that there's anything in the house that hurt you, Mr. Rogers. It's only this constant moving of things in the house. And in the nighttime, someone or something moving in the attic. We haven't seen anything either.
I don't think we shall. I shall have to admit I'm still at a loss to account for it, though. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll retire to my room for the night. But I promise you I shall stay awake. And if there is anything, we'll find it.
Well, I can hear it tonight, all right, Margaret. Was that the sound you heard?
Yes, that's it. Should we call Mr. Rogers?
No, let him hear it for himself. Then we'll be certain it isn't a product of our own minds.
How could it be a product of our own minds? There's certainly something moving about in the attic.
Someone, something walking. You're right, it is.
Yes?
Mr. Rogers.
Just a minute.
I think I heard what you've been referring to. The sound of something moving in the attic.
Yes, Mr. Rogers, we just heard it too.
Shall we go up there?
Yes, I guess we'd better. I can't make it out.
I'm going to.
All right. Will your robe be warm enough?
Yes, I'm all right.
Then let's go right away.
Oh, wait. There aren't any lights in the attic. I'll take a flashlight.
Why, The attic was wired for electricity.
I guess the bulbs have been taken out then. Because I couldn't get any light the other night when I went up there.
Listen. I hear it again. Do you? It sounds as if whatever it is was moving faster, walking more rapidly.
Are we all ready now? Yes, I am.
Of course, we won't see a thing. All these weird things happen and we never see a thing.
Here are the stairs. Watch out now. Don't fall anywhere.
Oh, I hate to admit it. I'm so scared my heart is pounding like a trip hammer.
I know. I went cold all over when I heard the sound of walking while I was in my room. The light should turn on right here. Guess they don't work. We can see pretty well with this flashlight. Yeah, you see? Not a thing. Totally deserted.
We can't peer into the corners very well.
Wait, I'll stand up in this chair. Maybe the light bulb has come loose. Maybe I can fix it. I can almost reach it.
Here, I'll give you a boost.
Now I've got it. Yes, it is loose. There. Now turn on the switch.
Yes.
Oh, there. That's fine. Now we can see there.
But there isn't anything to see. Isn't it the queerest thing?
Did you feel anything pass you on the stairs this time, Paul?
No.
Did you, Mr. Rogers?
Pass me on the stairs? No.
Well, neither did I. And if there is anything in this house, it should still be right here in this attic.
Do you mind if we tear things to pieces up here and search thoroughly, Mr. Rogers?
I don't know what there is to search for, but go right ahead. I hate to disturb my girl's things that were left here in the attic. But we might as well, I guess.
I just thought it might be an animal or a bat or something living up here. We may find it.
Well, that wouldn't account for the dishes breaking, Paul, or the chair rocking.
This is just a pile of bedding, isn't it?
Yes, I guess so.
Oh, look. Look at this big trunk. What's in it, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, that trunk. Why, it was one my wife and I first took to Europe with us. My little girl used it for her trousseau, I guess.
I think it's locked. But maybe I can open it. Stuck, I guess. Rusty. Oh, there. It's opening. Paul. Paul. I'm here. Paul. Oh, Paul. Paul.
Margaret, what is it?
Don't look. Don't look at the body.
What? Great heavens.
What is it?
It's a body, Mr. Rogers. A woman's body.
What? Let me look at it. Great heavens. It's the body of my daughter. The body of my daughter.
Margaret is much better, Mr. Rogers.
I'm glad to hear she's getting along all right. It was a terrible shock for her.
And for you, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, it was. So much I can't even think or reason it out.
You know how it happened?
Yes, we found a bottle of poison in the bottom of the trunk. She crawled away in there and died.
Believe me, my heart aches for you.
But at least now I can give my little girl a decent burial. Mr. Livingston, I'm convinced there was something that moved about in the house. Aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Either the spirit of my daughter walked in that house, or that of her husband trying to tell us that the body of my little girl was there.
We haven't heard or seen anything strange for the last 3 nights.
No, and you won't. The spirits will rest easy now. They'll rest easy.
Spirit was set free. It will walk no more. Turn on your lights. Turn them on. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.
Characters, places, and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, or occurrences is purely accidental.
A That's it for this episode of The Horror. If you want to hear more from The Hermit's Cave, past episodes of this show, or more old-time radio, just visit relicradio.com. Find everything linked to right on the front page. The donate button there as well if you'd like to help support this show. It's how this is all made possible. Thank you, as always, to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk again soon with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for relicradio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.